A judge has granted the city of Dayton's request for an injunction putting on hold some provisions in the recently passed state transportation budget. City officials sued the state over the provisions reducing local government funding for every dollar generated by red light camera ticketing programs. Dayton argues the provisions violate the city's established home rule. The transportation budget passed last month also contained other provisions the city argues are unconstitutional. They include requiring traffic tickets to be processed in court rather than through an administrative process. Now a judge's ruling puts those provisions on hold temporarily. John Musto is the chief trial counsel for the city of Dayton.
The court found that the city was likely to prevail on the merits of the claims, that specific facts in the verified claim showed that there was immediate and irreparable harm to the city of Dayton, and that it outweighed any arguments or negative issues that the state had brought up.
Musto says the decision mirrors a similar one by the Ohio Supreme Court when the city sued the state over the requirement that police officers be stationed at camera sites in order to issue any citations. In that case, the state's high court struck down the requirement.
It's just unfortunate that additional legislation was passed placing these what we believe to be unconstitutional restrictions on our home rule rights and our municipal legislative authority.
Musto says the Court of Common Pleas is expected to make a decision on whether to make the latest injunction permanent after August 14th. If that happens, the state will be eligible to appeal the decision. In the meantime, the city of Dayton is free to continue issuing red light camera citations. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenney.